you know what's good when your guests start shaking, my friends. That's right. So shaking the hips. Thanks for tuning in to another fantastic edition of the Vero Insider. I'm your happy hostess with the mostest, Anna Valencia Tillery. And I am so excited for the fact that it's almost my birthday.
Oh,
yeah. Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm not one of those people that like celebrate all month long, especially as I get older. Yeah. I don't need all of that. But I definitely like being able to, like, when people keep saying, oh, July 28th is the deadline, or July, I'm like, oh, that's my birthday. Yeah. Like, it just gets you excited because you know it's kind of coming up.
Yep.
So, with that being said, folks, that's right. I'm a raging Leo. And I love, love, love being able to celebrate my birthday with wonderful people, movers and shakers, fellow Leo leaders, people that are trendsetters. You know, that's what, when people say I'm a Pisces or I'm a Virgo, like I embrace what my astrological sign is, I can really appreciate that because I feel that way in my own. Mm-hmm. And so I'm always excited when we can come on the show and say, hey, we got this really hot thing getting ready to happen, and be sort of like a little trendsetter for the folks. So with no further ado, in the studio, I have Mark Wyganik with the Vero Beach Theater Guild, and we're talking about my birthday. I'm going to be the big 3-3.
Oh. Yeah. I thought you were mid-20s.
Thank you. Thank you. I got ID'd everywhere in Napa, and I appreciated it.
Aww, mm-hmm. That's so cute. Uh-huh.
But you're opening this Thursday through Sunday, this great rendition of Celebrating 60.
Great. Yes.
Right?
Correct. Yes.
So
60 years.
Like, you know, celebrating 30-ish, celebrating 60-ish. But truly, y'all have been around 60 years at the Theater Guild.
The Theater Guild has been in Vero Beach for 60 years. This will be our 60th season.
Happy anniversary.
Thank you, yes.
That's amazing, yeah.
And although I haven't been involved for that long,
it's impossible. I'm just doing basic math.
Well, I'm 1 year short, shy of that.
Doing it from conception?
Basically. I had an amazing phone call today, a lady whom... is back in town, who lives, moved back into Vero, and she called me up. She had talked to the box office to get tickets for Sunday, and she called me up. They gave her my number, and she said, you know, Mark, you don't know me, but I volunteered at the Theater Guild almost 60 years ago. And she told me some of the shows she was in. She was in the very first show that the Theater Guild did, John Loves Mary.
Stop it. Aww.
Oh, my God. It was amazing. And so we had a great chat. She's going to be there Sunday. She says, I'm in my 90s, so you'll know me. Aww. And I'm like, oh, this is amazing. This is a woman
We have to give her a flower.
Oh, yeah.
We got to get her something special.
Yeah. So her name is Sunny Meyer.
And, so you live forever if your name is Sunny.
Yeah.
And she became a drama coach. She taught. She had a little school she's done all kinds of things theater related. It's in her blood. So it was really a nice surprise for our 60th anniversary. Someone out of the blue.
Being part of the original team.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I love that.
Isn't that great?
That's beyond full circle. So Celebrating 60, it's going to unveil this Thursday, tomorrow. And tomorrow you can come at 7:00 and be part of the opening extravaganza.
Correct, yes. Mm-hmm.
And then the balance of the weekend, we have Friday and Saturday.
Friday, Saturday evenings, 8 p.m., and then Sunday matinee at 2, yes.
And so this is going to be sort of a musical review, is that?
It is. It is a musical review. It's a concert style, which is a little bit different. 2 years ago, we did a musical review called Broadway to Hollywood, Hollywood to Broadway, where there was more staging, some dance, etc. This is a musical review that is done concert style, which is pretty much, you know, microphones on stands, people standing. The men are in tuxedos, the women are in formal wear, and it's all about the songs and their voices, not so much recreating scenes from the show or doing any choreography or anything like that. It's all about the songs themselves.
Sure.
And what's even more special about this is that we have Jacob Craig on piano, who is amazing.
Such talent.
And a young drummer named Warren Williams, Dr. Swag, they call him. And he's 18, 19, and he's an amazing drummer. And the two of them, we had a rehearsal yesterday with the cast, and they were blown away. And so tonight we have our second rehearsal with them, and it's just Amazing, amazing.
Oh, it's going to be quite the unveiling.
Yeah.
Now, you have a partner in crime.
Yes.
For this celebrating 60.
Yeah.
A good friend of mine, a good friend of yours, Mr. Ben Ehrman.
Right, yeah. You know, Ben's been around for a while. I don't know how many years. He was in, I think his first show was when I directed Gypsy back 18, 20 or so years ago.
Oh, okay. Uh-huh.
And then he went off to college and, you know, got a degree, et cetera. And he's back and he's been directing and doing things with the Guild, and he's on the board now. And to be able to work with him, I mean, he's a totally different generation than I am. He's, you know,
that's
at least
a nice, interesting perspective for the two of you, I would assume.
Well,
yeah.
It is. He's, you know, although I look at the past in terms of what we do, I also look at the future. But he has a different mindset about the future. Some of the shows that, I look at shows that I'd like to do in the Theater Guild, like Jekyll and Hyde or Follies or stuff that, you know, done by Stephen Sondheim, et cetera. And he looks at shows such as Spring Awakening, Waitress, The Color Purple, Sister Act, shows that have been done, just opened recently within the last 5, 6, 8 years, which is really amazing. And of course, Waitress was last year. It was a beautiful score by Sarah Bareilles.
Yes.
But unfortunately, they were up against a juggernaut called Hamilton.
Darn it.
Well, you know, and it's a great show itself. But when you have a show like that, any show, you know, is going to be, so it's unfortunate.
Pales in comparison, unfortunately, to the Hoopla.
Right.
So basically, this concert style weekend of celebrating 60, it's going to be a combination of songs from past shows that the Theater Guild has done.
Yes.
As well as perspective shows.
Correct. We're pulling in shows that primarily have been some of our bigger hits.
Sure, that makes sense.
Right. You know, a show from Gypsy, a show from Beauty and the Beast. We have two songs from Cabaret, which is the second highest seller. And,
it's going to be hard to do no choreography to that.
It's tough.
You know, you just want to do a little something.
Yeah, well, and we have two beautiful numbers. And then we are doing a medley from Evita, which was last year's big hit that I directed, and which is our top ticket sales. I mean, it broke all box office records.
Very cool.
Yeah, so
I did love the movie rendition of Evita. I sadly didn't come and see.
It actually was better than you first go Madonna, but then you realize she did a really pretty good job. Yeah,
she did.
I liked what's his name.
Antonio.
Oh,
Antonio. Yeah,
I liked Antonio. He was
I've
fine.
I've always liked Antonio.
You know,
for the
Jonathan,
record.
Yeah, and Jonathan Pryce as Perone was very good. So I mean, it was a good show.
They cast well. And obviously it got people excited when you all brought it to the stage
to say,
hey, let's see what Vero could do with that.
Yeah, yours was excellent, Mark.
Thank you.
Excellent.
Well, and I appreciate that very much.
Yeah.
Well, we had a great cast, and but we have two of the cast, or actually three of the cast members, will be performing.
Oh, wonderful!
Well, Caitlin, who played Evita, is only doing tomorrow night, Thursday, and then she's off to New York to see War Paint with Patti LuPone and Christine Ebersole, which is a brand new show. And a show that, you know, hey, why
might
not look
be
at?
Incorporated.
There you go.
Yeah.
So we're, you know, I'm excited for her. I'm sorry that we're not going to have her the full weekend. But we do have, you know, people from other, you know, cast members from other shows. Dana Rogers from Hairspray, who was Tracy Turnblad. And, you know, we have some of the gals that were in Sweet Charity and, you know, other shows like that. Derek Paul, who was the King and the King and I, is doing a number from that show.
Ah, so you're having each of their
characters doing
what you can to bring them back.
Right.
Be a part of the celebration.
Yes.
We're celebrating 60 this weekend. Okay, so how can folks get tickets?
Well, obviously online, Vero Beach Theater Guild.com. Theater spelled T-H-E-A-T-R-E. Mm-hmm. And then box office is 772-562-8300. But this is the kind of show where you can just walk up to the box office, you know, before the show and buy tickets. I mean, we're going to have them available, and it's the summer, so that helps a little bit.
Yes.
It's not usually sold out as much, although 2 years ago when we did Broadway to Hollywood and then the Mikado year before that and the Pirates of Penzance 4 years ago, I mean, we had huge crowds.
Sell
and
out
did
in
very
the summer.
Well. Yeah.
Well, not that I'm trying to put together an entire evening of fun for our listeners, but it's a gift I've been given. So folks could, in theory, probably Friday and Saturday night more easily than Thursday.
Correct.
They could go to the Blue Star in downtown Vero.
Mm.
They can participate in the summer dining menu where you get two entrees or four appetizers and you get a selection of a complimentary bottle of wine.
Wow.
That is hand-selected from chef and owner Kitty Wagner. And then enjoy that scrumptiousness, enjoy a couple glasses of wine, and then time it just perfectly so they're walking in seamlessly for the 8 o'clock show.
Perfect. Perfect.
Right?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Love Kitty and her restaurant.
Oh, it's just delicious. I'll be going there for my birthday weekend, that's for sure. And then as they leave, what is the production runtime?
We're trying to keep it right around 90, 95 minutes.
Perfect.
But we are doing an intermission. We've decided that, you know, the summer crowd and our age group in Vero Beach here, you know, sitting for 95-100 minutes is a long time to sit, just, you know. So we're doing an hour first act, small intermission, and then the second act is about, 35-40 minutes.
Lovely.
Yeah, perfect.
Lovely.
Perfect.
It's a wonderful evening out.
Yeah.
Yeah. See, we're planning everything that they need. It's delightful. Now, of course, if you want to look your best, you could do a quick stop over in Foxy Nails, located in the Fresh Market Plaza next door to Hallmark. Yes, I got foxified this weekend.
Oh, boy, look at that sparkling.
Yeah. You know, I did a sparkle accent on the ring fingers, but then I kept the rest real neutral.
Uh-huh.
I thought this go-round less was more. But, you know, folks, it's amazing. I just was sitting next to a girl, and she got all of her nails done with Wonder Woman. And, like, she went, saw the movie, loved it. They were going to do a theme thing. Mm-hmm. And so the talent at Foxy Nails is just out of this world. You don't have to make an appointment. Walk-ins are welcome. And then, too, you could do a quick blowout and style, maybe a fresh color and cut, with my friend Melissa over at the hair studio. And I tell you what, she's there on Oslo and US 1, but you can plan. She will work with you. If she becomes your permanent hairstylist, she will work you into her schedule. As women, as we get a little bit older, we require a little bit more color maintenance. And so amazing what she can do with you and on your budget. And so there's just something to be said for having somebody permanent that works with you and works within those parameters. It's the best, most affordable salon in Vero, if you ask me. So see, I got the girls looking fine.
There
they're
going to
grab a little bite. They're going to have a glass of wine and they're going to see a great show.
That's amazing. There we go.
Celebrating 60.
Yeah.
I love it. You're listening to the Vero Insider. I'm Anna Valencia-Tillery. We're here talking a great show this weekend at the Vero Beach Theater Guild. Please don't go anywhere. From anniversaries to birthdays, even just a romantic night out, Blue Star in downtown Vero is the perfect restaurant to celebrate any occasion with delicious food and spectacular drinks. Enjoy background music, chic decor, and unmatched customer service while enjoying entrees like seared scallops, grilled lamb chops, and succulent ribeye steak. Open Tuesday through Saturday from 5 p.m. to close, call for reservations, and look us up on Facebook. Blue Star of Vero, mixing good food with great company.
Is owning a home your goal for 2017? With the rising cost of rent, you could be saving a lot of money by owning your own home. At Caliber Home Loans, we can help make homeownership a reality. Meet with us for a free consultation and get on the right path to buy the home of your dreams. For Caliber, home loans is all we do. We use local appraisers and offer a variety of loan options to fit your lifestyle and budget. Call us today, 844-GO-CALIBER, license number CHL15622, Caliber Home Loans, Treasure Coast.
Do you work and help run your household? Do you find that there is simply not enough time to keep up with the cleaning? Well, Diamond Bright Cleaning can take away the stress of trying to clean after a long day or during your weekends off. They offer affordable cleaning services as frequently as needed to fit your budget and schedule. Stella and her team offer both residential and commercial cleaning. I trust them in my home, and when they are done, it truly does sparkle. Mention the Vero Insider and get 10% off your cleaning services. Call 772-388-3649. Get a free quote, meet them, and give them a try. You won't be disappointed, because at Diamond Bright Cleaning, one call truly does clean it all. Visit dbcleaninginc.com. Diamond Bright Cleaning, endorsed by the Vero Insider. Don't settle for fancy nails. Get Foxy Nails. Located on Miracle Mile in the Fresh Market Plaza, Foxy Nails is the premier nail salon of Vero, offering everything from manicures to pedicures and even private parties for all. Ladies, guys, and kids too. Open 7 days a week and walk-ins welcome. Get Foxy Nails, endorsed by the Vero Insider.
Hi, this is Jetris.
Ashley
and Christy
from the Star Team at Treasure Coast Sotheby's. Whether you are looking for a sprawling luxury home with intracoastal access in San Sebastian Springs,
or if you're looking for a brand new construction in Serrano with a completion date of May,
to an oceanfront to be constructed condo at Ocean Palms in North Hutchinson Island,
the Star Team can find you your dream home. Call us today at 772-321-7644 or visit our website at thestarteamrealestate.com.
Smooth hair with Cobalt Keratin. Amazing color with Goldwell Master Stylist and owner, Melissa Schreiber. Blowouts, precision cuts, and more. All at prices you can afford. Visit the Hair Studio of Vero, the only premium salon in South Vero in the Publix Plaza at Oslo Road. Call 772-999-2652 to schedule your appointment today.
Melissa here. Come see me and my growing team for hair that will amaze for days at the Hair Studio of Vero. 772-999-2652.
White Club Moving and Storage. We keep Florida moving.
A-plus rated with Angie's List and Better Business Bureau. You'll have peace of mind every time when using White Glove, plus free estimates. The Buggy Bunch says White Glove moved our office. It was great. Beth Mitchell of Sebastian Chambers said it was the best move of her life. Steve Schlitt of Coldwell Banker Paradise says we use White Glove at the office and personally.
866-GLOVE-10.
Having some fun today, my friends. Thanks for tuning in to another fantastic edition of the Vero Insider. I'm Anna Valencia Tillery. You know, if you're ever wondering who were those people that Anna was saying was really good at doing nails or doing my hair or those movers that she always talks about, White Glove, you can go to VeroInsider.com and you can live link to all of our sponsors. You can also check out the blog and check out different features that we have or different promotions that our sponsors might be putting out there into the universe. So please do so if you've never done that. And you'll also see back shows and you'll see pictures of me and Mark, right?
There you go.
And other guests. It archives for like a year. So if you've never had an opportunity, it's VeroInsider.com. I'd love it if you did. And, you know, Diamond Bright Cleaning, I've been using her for the past several weeks now, and Stella and her team do a really marvelous job. Before the commercial break, we were talking about being on like a hair maintenance plan with Melissa and the hair studio. Well, I have two animals, a dog and a cat that are best buds. They weren't at first, but they are now. And they don't get to go outside as much as we'd like. You know, I walk them every day. They're able to get exposure, but it's not like I have a giant fenced-in yard and they're outside. Plus, it's too hot, you know. So it's like it's a lot of maintenance, and I can do much of it, but between work and children and animals, Stella says, no. We're going to do twice a month. This is what we're going to do. It's going to hit your budget, and your house is going to sparkle. It's literally going to sparkle like a diamond. And she's right. And they're trustworthy. They're good people, fair prices. And you'd be surprised by the number of clients she has, both commercial and residential. You'll have a great comfort level with her. So Diamond Bright Cleaning, if you're looking at alleviating some of those stresses off you and come home and just your house smells so good, it looks so good, and you can just enjoy time with family and friends instead of cleaning toilets? Hey, yes, right? Call my friend Stella at Diamond Bright. I tell you, you won't be disappointed. And speaking of kids, a lot of my friends right now are getting ready to ship their kids back to dorm, right? Oh, yes. And sometimes dorm is not up the street. Sometimes it's nothing that you can drive in 5 hours. So Packmail Beachside, they do provide free pickups at your residence or business. We can ship your kids' dorm essentials. In fact, if you go to packmailbeachside.com, there's a great dorm checklist there, and it would be so easy for you to get everything off that list. They'll arrange for the packing and the pickup, and it's a no-brainer. It's all waiting for your kid when they get there, and mom can spend that one-on-one time, dad can spend that one-on-one time, and you're not bogged down with loading the car and, you know, the tears, the extra tears. You know, you can just spend the time and not waste the time, you know? So those are the kind of caliber of amazing sponsors we have. We have Great Movers and White Glove, Free Estimates, Nationwide Moving. I just had a lady call. I ran into her at the Walking Tree Brewery. Ah. And she had said, you moved my piano down. And she goes, it's a family heirloom. And she is the orchestra teacher and choir teacher at Oslo Middle School. They're going to be coming in the next couple of weeks. Have you had a chance to meet her, Mark?
What's her name?
She's new to town. She's Eric Menger's sister. Eric Menger runs the airport.
Okay.
So she says, you all moved this piano with so much care, and when they brought it into my home and I wanted it here, no, I want it over here. No, I want it over here. She's like, they were patient. Wow. They were wonderful. Not a scratch on it. She goes, and that meant the world to me.
That's great.
So, right, I love being that girl that they bump into. And, hey, that's the White Glove girl. And they say, oh, we loved our experience. Yeah, that just warms my heart. So, White Glove, Pack Mail, Blue Star, Diamond Bright, Hair Studio Vero, Fox Nails, and, of course, Caliber Home Loans. I mean, people move here. People want to buy here. Because Vero is such a special place, Indian River County as a whole is such a special place. Not only is it affordable, but you have the opportunity to, as an entrepreneur, come up with great businesses and hire great employees. There's a sense of safety. There's a sense of a lot of recreational activities.
Culture.
Culture, right? Like the Vero Beach Theater Guild. So 60 years we're celebrating this weekend, right?
Yes.
Kicking Thursday. Kicking off Thursday,
yes.
7 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
And is there like any big headline sponsors that are helping out with this?
No, you know, because we had some new board members coming in, and we lost some older board members, et cetera. It's kind of a transition period.
Okay.
So we didn't get any sponsors for this time. We we have a sponsor. We have a person who does sponsorships for our shows, and they were getting off the board, so that did not happen. So this is one show. Well, we didn't really need to know.
It's a celebration.
But we've had sponsors for our summer shows before. This year we just simply don't. But we are celebrating anyway, and the Theater Guild is our sponsor. We're,
right.
we're our own sponsor for this. Yeah.
And bringing back some of the classics and the oldie
yes.
but goodies.
Right. I mean, we have numbers.
Share with us some of them.
We have
them.
Numbers
yeah.
from shows like Guys and Dolls, Gypsy, The King and I, Evita, Cabaret, Sweet Charity,
etc. And what are some of the new ones that you all want to incorporate that haven't...
Well,
yet hit the stage.
Well, you know, we'd love to do Sister Act in the future. Of course, Riverside did Sister Act a couple years ago, and they did an amazing job of it. And I saw it on Broadway like the year before I saw it here.
Ah.
And they did an amazing job, I'll tell you. But Sister Act is a show that we could do, you know, 10 years from now. It's something that, could be done. Little Shop of Horrors. We have never done Little Shop. Of all the strange, stupid things, we've never done Little Shop. Great show. And I directed it down at the Lyric Theater in Stewart, and it was a huge hit. So I'd love to be able to do that here. It's a fun show. It's got some great characters and a huge, man-eating plant. So that's always fun.
The design set's going to love that one, the design crew.
Well, I usually design my own sets, too, so that's
helpful. Oh, do you really?
Yeah,
oh, good. You're so busy.
Yeah. Follies, Stephen Sondheim's Follies is a great show. It's a show about showgirls, older showgirls that are retired, and the ghosts of their younger selves, which are in the show, which is really fascinating.
That's an interesting thought
so you have
process.
And we have a lot of women that audition for shows, and a lot of women that have beautiful voices in this town that do our shows. So that's a kind of show where we should be doing. It has younger women, older women, and then men that the women are involved with. Beautiful, beautiful show. A show called Waitress, which again was last year's a big hit against Hamilton.
Yeah.
But it's a wonderful show. It was made into a movie. The original was a movie with Kerry Russell 4, 5, 6, maybe longer than that years ago, about a young woman whose life is a mess, and she's a waitress in Pie Factory. Restaurant, she makes pies. So
there's just going to be a great combination of old things to
correct.
Celebrate, new things that are upcoming. It's celebrating 60 years with the Vero Beach Theater Guild.
Yes.
The website one more time where folks can get some tickets or walk up.
VeroBeachTheaterGuild.com.
That's right, my friends. It was another great edition of the Vero Insider. Happy Wednesday. Visit theveroinsider.com. And until next week, my friends, cheers.